It's 14th of June. I'm on the road again. This road is endless. The front line is huge. It stretches like a bloody sickle from the northeast of Ukraine, captures the entire east, turns west and goes south to Crimea, which has been occupied for more than 8 years now. The length of the front line is 1,400 miles. This is a lot. The distance from London to Edinburgh is only 400 miles. And 1,400 miles is the way from Los Angeles to Dallas. Just imagine that this whole piece of territory is a war zone, constant bleeding wound. The length of the entire Western Front of the First World War didn't even reach 250 miles, and we were milled to dust millions of people. We were weapons far from perfect from today's standards. Now imagine what is happening on 1,400 miles of war front with an enemy armed with thousands of tanks, cruise missiles, drones, and the monstrous, ugly ideology based on the destruction of the Ukrainian state and Ukrainian people. I am amazed at the resilience and heroism of Ukrainian defenders who are fighting under constant artillery shelling, under airstrikes, who move across the territory strewn with mines and at the same time fight for every street, every house. The horror of war cannot be described in words. Reading Remark Hemingway or the war diaries of George Orwell, one can get only a very general idea of the nightmares that people in the trenches face every day. And these guys were masters of the written word. But the fact is, in no language there are words to describe, for example, the feeling of gnawing emptiness from inside at the sounds of approaching shelling. It arises somewhere in the depths of the abdomen, fetters the heart with an icy grip, and squeezes it more and more with each new blast. Breathing becomes very difficult, moving even more difficult, but you need to move. You need to run, walk, crawl to cover before the shelling gets to you. I say this word, I swear, and my hands are shaking. It's like I'm under attack right now, although I'm relatively safe and do not hear artillery at all. It's just the experience that makes the body react this way, not even on the shelling, but at the very word shelling. You know, in one of the rehabilitation centers where children brought from the frontline territories are being returned to normal life, there is a sign: balloons are strictly prohibited. And all because they burst with a sound resembling an explosion. And this short, just a fraction of a second, loud sound can cross out weeks and months of therapy, return the child again to those time when he or she sat in the basement under constant shelling, saw the deaths of relatives and friends, and lived in a cold fear. I constantly meet both such children and such adults, people crippled physically and mentally. You see, one maniac in a neighboring country decided to play Emperor, the Great Conqueror. He convinced the crowds of his subjects that killing and robbing is not a crime, but the highest valor. And to describe the feeling that you have in relation to the pseudo-emperor and his gang, even more difficult than finding the right word to describe the fear of approaching shelling.